visiting today with Representative Ty Burns of District 35. We're at the AFR convention today, and you were talking about Oklahoma Certified Beef Initiatives. Now, this is a bill that's pretty close to your heart.
Yes, ma'am. It's a bill that I passed last year, and again, when you started running legislation, it's never easy to get things passed, and the most support that you can get, it helps. And it felt like an island for a while running it, and then it kind of caught momentum, and the governor signed it, and actually ate the first Oklahoma certified beef steak at the top of the Devon Tower at the Vast. And so it's exciting where it's came, trying to figure out exactly where it falls in, you know, the state in promoting the idea. And you know, this year we're trying to expand it from beef to all the other proteins as well. So,
well, tell us a little bit about the program. Like, why is this so important to you and what gave you the idea?
Yeah, no, and for sure, being a country kid my entire life and generations on growing up on a farm and ranch and you know, watching my grandparents, you know, raise cattle and farm, it's one of the things that I always wanted to do. You know, even though my family started their stuff, I wanted to do my own. And so I started my herd at about 75 bred cows and started running a cow-calf operation and found out real quick that, you know, I came in when the market was high and kind of bottomed out for us, and it became a pretty big struggle to even stay open. So we knew we had to change the program. And you know, the thing about it is I didn't feel like there was any other avenues for cow-calvers. You know, I feel like everybody else had a little bit of an avenue, but cow-calvers, pretty much one thing. You know, take it to the sale barn and that's it. You can sell privately to people, but then, you know, you got a you become a used car salesman at the end of the day, and that's never fun. So, you know, just kind of trying to figure out how to protect and promote Oklahoma cow-calvers, and it became easy once I, you know, a good old Pawnee County back road, and it just popped in my head. You know, I just define Oklahoma certified beef because it's important. You know, when I first became a legislator, people didn't think that there were, that the public wanted to know where beef came from. You know, so I was a lobbyist brought to me with the Cool Bill. You know, and of course, you know, this is amazing. I read it, and I'm like, why wouldn't anybody love this? And I found out real quick, everybody hated it. And we won't get into details with that, and people know why. But I learned real quick that, you know, the Oklahoma rancher, you know, was not number one in a lot of people's eyes. And this program is number one. Oklahoma ranchers are number one in this program's eyes. And so it gives another tool. You know, like I said, you can do this is on the hoof, in the package, whatever you want to do. So it's got a wide variety. And again, it's beautiful in the sense of there's no breed. It don't matter what breed you are. It don't matter what level you are coming in, big, small. You know, it's open for anybody.
So what are the requirements?
Basically, it's bred, born, raised, processed in the state of Oklahoma, period. As long as you fall within those ideas, you know, and one thing about it, you know, you start looking at the petri dish meats that, you know, you're trying to exclude from. And, you know, that's where the breeding part comes in. So as long as it's bred, born, and then raised in the state of Oklahoma, and then the processing, you meet the criteria to be Oklahoma certified.
And now you've got a little bit of USDA backing.
Yes. And so the USDA is starting to recognize a value-added product as the Oklahoma certified beef. And you know, Oklahomans can go get grants to help them, you know, facilitate and improve their program.
So looking ahead, you talked a little bit about adding other proteins. So kind of what does that mean? Walk us through that process.
Right. And so as a statesman, you know, I'm looking at, you know, obviously what the state would promote, and it just being a bovine product. You know, you have your buffalo and your Wagyu and then your regular standard cattle in the program. And it became unfair for the state to promote one protein. And so and especially where I come in, you know, as a legislator and a statesman, my idea is to promote all ag. Yeah. Even though I sell beef, you know, I want everybody to come along because I think this is a beautiful thing. And so, you know, I got with the chairman and we agreed that it's important to add the other proteins and, you know, lamb, goat, swine, poultry, and I even put fish in there. Because, again, if you breed it in Oklahoma, it's born in Oklahoma, it's raised in Oklahoma, it's processed in Oklahoma, it's Oklahoma certified. And I don't care what protein it is, you need to join that market as well.
Well, how do we help you to kind of get the publicity out about this particular topic? Because I know you've mentioned, you know, we as Oklahomans, we know we've got good products. We know we have some sellable things that are amazing to other people, but sometimes we don't always promote it.
That's the biggest thing. And that's where I was thinking for the state to come in and do it, it would be important to promote it, you know, and then we're going to try and incentivize, you know, hopefully some tax breaks and stuff for processors and people that process Oklahoma certified meats, and get a good slogan that the state can back, you know, Oki Meats or whatever we have. You know, Missouri started the Show Me Beef, and they literally took our idea and they're whooping our butt because the private entity joined up. You know, Food Pyramid and a big slaughterhouse came together, and they're kicking our butt in our own idea. So, you know, it's important to market it and get out there. And like I said, there was people that sell meat in Oklahoma that had no idea about this program, which is, you know, sad to me. And, you know, and again, it's, you know, getting out there, and we know everything. Marketing is key to everything. And so the more we can get stuff out in front of people and the more people get involved in the program and promote it, you know, that's one thing that the association, the Oklahoma Certified Beef Association, has been working on is, you know, excuse me. The labeling and marketing and sending flyers out for people to can put it in the front of their restaurant or in front of their, you know, processing plant that, hey, we sell, we process Oklahoma certified beef. I'm starting to see it on websites. If you look up and, you know, and again, you start looking for the signs of certified beefs in Oklahoma. And again, you know where that's coming from, and that's coming from right here in the great state of Oklahoma. Like you said, we have the best product in the nation. Cattlemen Congress is coming here. You know, people, there's Oklahoma's got a lot of things going for it right now, and I think this is a tool that can really improve the marketability of the cattle in Oklahoma.
Yeah, because right now we have a great reputation for beef.
Absolutely, and you know, and I love when the governor goes and, you know, the sells beef under or promotes beef underneath the anti-beef sign. And so, you know, it's good stuff, you know. And when, and I love seeing our executive and even lieutenant governor, you know, in cowboy hats. You know, and it's not something they wear every day, but it's a symbol of what they're representing. And no different than when I wear my cowboy hat at the Capitol. It's what I'm representing at the Capitol that means the world to me.
Well, we appreciate you visiting with us today and all your hard work.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.